I do remember the good Phillies. It wasn't that long ago. It was, I mean, it was only like May.
Yeah, it seemed like it was only like a couple weeks ago. It seemed like they were trending in the right direction.
May is pretty much like forever ago.
Is it? I mean, where are we? Football season does start 2 weeks from tonight. Eagles and Packers. I mean, literally, it's 2 weeks from now. I guess it was. It was such a great time, though. They won every game. They scored a lot of runs. He was out here predicted 6 runs per game, and it wasn't that crazy. I mean, it was crazy, but it wasn't that crazy.
Before he was plant-based, too, really. I mean, a lot has changed.
A lot has changed. He's 53 now. Yeah, a lot has changed.
Yeah, PBH. PBH.
I'll be real, though. That plant-based or vegan
Oreo cake was not bad.
Oh, it is good, yeah.
Whew. The cupcakes weren't as great, but the Oreo cake was very good.
They need dairy.
Yeah, it's a little. I get it. But we have plant based you here. We got to do. All right. Before we
things have changed.
Before we go back to the phones here, and we are looking for the best present for Hugh today for the spot in the midday show, Fantasy Football League Wednesday night, Chickies at Pete's 5 p.m. We're going to do our draft at South Philly. But Hugh, this morning it's interesting. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of discussions about, you know, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, and this Eagles team before we get to week one, which, again, is 2 weeks from tonight. But we had Sheil Kapadia on with the morning show today, and he just brought up an interesting number about Vic Fangio and the impact and kind of results that Vic has had recently. Here's Sheil Kapadia this morning.
You know, you look at that Dolphins defense last year. They were coming on strong, and they got some injuries, but they finished in the stats I look at, you know, around 19th in defense last year. If you look at Vic Fangio's defenses, his last 3 stops, 8 years, he's had a top 10 defense once in those 8 years. So to me, that's not all on Fangio, but it's also a reminder that if the linebackers aren't good enough, if they can't cover, if they don't know what to do, if they're biting on play action, there's only so much a defensive coordinator can do. And so I think that really matters a lot on defense. And so I think he raises your floor quite a bit. I don't think you're going to have a disaster like last season where players are looking around and they don't even know where to line up, and it's a complete embarrassment to put out on the field under Matt Patricia. I don't think it's going to be that, but I also think it's fair to question, hey, the corners are young. You have some uncertainty on the defensive line. You don't really know what you have at linebacker, or, you know, what is the ceiling for this group.
Interesting way it was framed there, Hugh, because when Vic Fangio came in, it was a lot of fanfare. Like, they got Vic Fangio, right?
Everybody's excited. Oh, he's going to get him right.
One of the great defensive coordinators, really, you know, you go back to NFL histories, but one of the top names that comes up.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, Shield's not lying, right? The stats are the stats. He hasn't had a top 10 defense in a while. Hugh, when you heard that, what did you think? Because
didn't bother me not one bit.
I didn't think so.
You know why it didn't bother me?
Why is that?
Because what did the Eagles do yesterday? They went out and got a receiver.
Yeah, straight for a receiver.
So what is that? What have I been telling y'all? What have we been crying about for the last month?
Yeah, I told you so.
No, I'm saying, what we've been crying about for a month? Oh, Hassan Reddick gone. We need a pass rush.
We do.
The Eagles have told you what I've been trying to tell you for the last year. Luxury, not a necessity. They went out and got one of the best coordinators they could get that was on the market at the time to piecemeal this defense together.
So they're looking
and
for
that's what he's going to do.
Competency, decency?
Yes, that's it. Okay. That's it. I'm trying to tell. I've been trying to sprinkle y'all with this game.
Do you think Vic Fangio believes defense is a luxury?
I believe Vic Fangio looks at this defense and say, hey, it ain't a whole lot to work with. I ain't got no Ed Reeds or no Ray Lewis's, but if I can get them to play smarter, I believe he thinks that. He hasn't given anybody a ringing endorsement. Only thing, the best he can do in this situation is tell you, hey, they're playing well and they're in the right position. Then he said that. Well, he said that.
Right, earlier this week, didn't he say basically get back to me in 2 months and I'll tell you how good we are then? Yeah.
Because he's still waiting to see. But the Eagles have told you, like, man, all the money is allocated. All the resources are allocated to the offensive side of the ball. Y'all better get ready for this. This defense is going to be middling. That's a word, right? Middling.
Defense be middling?
Middling.
Middling. After last year, I would take middling.
Yeah, middling. They're going to be like a top 15, 16 defense. That's why when Sheil said he hasn't had a top 10 defense, don't have to have one. Don't have to have one. Because we're going to have a top 5 offense.
I think the way you frame that could work. A top 5 offense and a top 15 defense, that could work.
Yeah.
But if they
ain't got no choice but to work.
But if they're anything less than a top 5 offense, even like 8 or 9, they're going to need more defense. I do think we've kind of transform Vic Fangio into some sort of magician here. Like, you come in and fix everything here. And Shiel's not wrong. I'm looking at some of the, I don't know what number Shiel was referencing with his 19th. That could have been yards. It could have been points. I'm not sure what number Shiel was going off of. I'm going off of this as I look in front of me last year. Games the Dolphins played. They had a game where they gave up 48 points. They had a game where they gave up 56.
Yeah, because they played teams that could pace with that offense.
Yeah.
They played teams like, what is it, Denver.
Denver.
Well, Denver. I think they put up 70 on Denver,
yeah,
didn't they?
They put up 70. Yeah. But
I meant that. Yeah, I meant that the other way around.
They gave up 20 in that game. They gave up 36 to the Chargers. They gave up 48 to the Bills. 31 to the Eagles. They gave up 31 to the Eagles last year?
Well, hold on. The Eagles were like seventh scoring offense.
I know, but the offense was so bad they fired everyone and took Sirianni's power away. They also gave up 56 to the Ravens. Hmm. 56.
Yeah, the Ravens are pretty good. But still, I don't want to be giving up 56 to top offense.
56 is a lot.
That's not, it doesn't seem like a formula for success.
Are we headed towards fireworks in Brazil 2 weeks from tonight? Feels like a very high scoring game.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you with that. It does feel like it's going to be one of those games. You'd be like, damn, they're throwing the ball all over the place.
I could see the winner of that game has to be in the 30s, the Eagles and Packers 2 weeks from now. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up? Happy birthday to you, Hugh.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
I know you was part of the Virgo Nation, man, but I'm glad to welcome you in.
Appreciate you.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer on the Phillies, man, because it's not over. But they definitely trending way down, man. I watched the whole game last night, and that pitcher, he looked like he was like an ace, man.
He looked real comfortable,
and
didn't he?
Just got going. Yeah. He's a rookie, yeah.
I mean, I heard him saying like he was playing. I thought I was hearing stuff, but I just remember the other day when they were saying how Bryce had a day off and they should have had him pinch hit. But now I can see why he didn't. And that last out that they put out with him, and then who was after him? Castellanos or whatever?
And then Stott. Yep, they finished it.
Oh, man, that was – whoa. I was hoping it was like the bottom or the top of the eighth, but it happened to be the top of the ninth. I'm like, come on. Like, I don't know. I don't have nothing against Bryce Harper, man. I remember when y'all was doing that Mount Rushmore stuff. People was having him on there over Mike Smith and Chase Utley and Howard and Rollins. It's like we be crowning people way too early, man, before they bring home that big trophy, man. Mike Smith is the great. I got my Mike Smith jersey on today after a Phillies loss, letting all these, as you would say, these young whippersnappers know, like, Mike Smith, he's the best Philly right now. And it's not Bryce Harper yet, man. He got some work to do.
No, he has a lot of work to do, including getting out of this and getting them, you know, going to the playoffs again. Derek, what would you give Hugh for his birthday? What's your gift?
Look, I'm going to give you a gift card to Steak 48, Hugh, and I'm recommend you get the Wagyu pork chop over there, brother.
Pork chop.
Listen, man, I went there one time, right? And I got it. They give you two of them, so I'm in there with a shorty, so I'm knife and forking it. But it wasn't. Man, that's one of them jaws you got to pick up, man.
You know what, man? I was telling Joe, like sometimes when I go to restaurants, I will eat with my hands with no shame.
I eat that jaw in the car, man. It's a beer or something. I mean, I say, you can box that thing up. I'm tired of playing around,
yeah,
man.
With no shame in my game. Special, I believe it. It's white goo, because it's like the way the meat is caramelized, man. Yeah. That's special.
If you told somebody it was a steak, they would believe you.
The way thing caramelized.
You have a good, happy birthday, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Good call, Derek. So, would you have applesauce with that Wagyu pork chop?
Not at all.
You know what? I wouldn't even either.
Well, because you don't want to ruin it.
Because you don't want to ruin the Wagyu.
Yeah.
I've never had Wagyu because it's expensive.
Yeah.
But they say it's fire.
I didn't know that they did that with anything other than steak, because that's what usually, you know, that you connect those
two. Do you know how they make the Wagyu, though?
I do not.
I mean, it's kind of cruel, because they feed it milk. They feed the beef milk, mm-hmm, like forever, and they kind of hang it up. Like, it can't move, no muscles or nothing.
Yeah, I think, the point of it's supposed to be like, it's really fatty, right? Like, it's way more fat than,
yeah, because it's really caramelized. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see it all through the meat.
So they basically, by the way they treat the animal, they're engineering the way the meat ends up. Yeah, I mean, I guess it probably happens more than we think with different meat products.
Look, I mean, there's a reason some people go vegan and vegetarian.
Like you?
Just not for me.
Yeah, it's like, and it's a certain kind of cow that they do.
I didn't even realize any of that. I just know it is expensive. I've seen it on menus often. It's probably one of the more expensive things you get.
That one did hit Hugh, though.
Oh, I know.
You seem very intrigued by that.
Yeah, I feel like Hugh wishes he had the gift card to do it.
Certain breed. It comes from a certain breed of cow. And it's like they have like strict regulations
on how to get there.
Yeah, and that's why it's so expensive. Like, it is really expensive.
I really do learn something new every day on this show. I don't know what I'm going to learn each day, but
we raise the IQ. And now that Hugh's 53, I mean, it's just whole new wisdom that comes to our show.
Every year, there's new wisdom.
It's older and wiser.
Do you feel wiser today?
Yes. I'm reading about the white gorilla. They said they are strategically kept in low-stress environments with room to graze and feedlots. Usually only have 10 to 100 cattle. Like, so it's like, so they don't hang them
up. They're treated really nicely,
How
actually.
Do they know that they're not stressed, though?
Wait a minute.
If you're a cow and you see your buddy hanging up, you don't think you're stressed?
Oh, no, they say Kobe beef and Wagyu beef are two different things. Ooh. So I guess Wagyu, I think the Kobe is the one that they hang up.
One's high stress, one's low stress.
Yeah, something like that, man. But it's like, and it has to be, like, they have different grades. Like, A5 is like the top of the line.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that with your gift card from
there? Hells no. Dude. You know how much Wagyu cost?
But you're getting a gift card. It's like this is from Derek.
Listen, D, I appreciate you. Man, it makes no sense. Like, because that's like a $200 piece of meat.
But if I gave you a $200 gift card,
it's like basically
free.
Man, listen, no.
You're even being frugal with gift cards?
No, it's just crazy to me that to get, like, you probably get like 6 ounce Wagyu beef for like $300.
I can't believe you're turning down a gift card.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not turning it down. I'm just saying. Right,
so here's the question for you. Let's say I gave you a significant money for a gift card, like $300 to a nice restaurant. If you went to the restaurant, would you order off the lesser part of the menu so you can go back a second and third time? Or would you just go all out for one big meal?
I'd probably break that thing.
I knew you would.
No,
yeah.
But listen, I got a gift card.
I'm eating here once.
No, I got a gift card. Let me tell you, I got a gift card to the place that I always like to go. Del Frisco's.
Yep.
Man, and I'll say this. It's funny because the steak was good. It was really good. But don't nothing taste like free steak, man. I mean, and that's the truth.
It's better when it's in here free.
It's better when it's in here free. But it was a good steak, man. But I got the big piece of meat. Because I can't think of another way to say
it. Let's pause, all right?
Everybody?
Yeah. And I got some vegetables. You always get the vegetables. And then I enjoyed myself immensely. Yeah.
A lot of girth.
Yeah. Dude, Wagyu, a ribeye, Wagyu, that's like, it doesn't say the size. I say like the 16 ounce, $52. It's a lot.
But you have a gift card. It doesn't
$52. That's $52. And this is the thing with the Wagyu. You got to cook that right, though. You just can't be fooling around cooking that wrong.
Well, you would think that the steakhouse,
the chefs know what they're doing.
They're not giving it to you and saying you cook it.
No, I'm looking at this like it's a place where you can buy Wagyu. It's like $52.
You're gonna buy your own?
I'm just saying. The New York Strip is like $44.
Yeah, you're going to burn it. Don't buy yourself.
All the work's done for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you have, again, let's stop this for a second. If you
look at this, the brisket is like $75.
It's your birthday.
The brisket is like $75, man. What are you talking about?
For the final segment on Hugh's birthday, Kyle and I are going to leave. He's just going to read off what he's seeing on the internet.
Hold on, dog. Burger patty, $15 for one patty?
It's probably a good burger.
That's too much.
No, it's a good burger.
That's too much, man. I'm not that much of a foodie. See, it's people out there that they eat food for the experience.
Yes. Before I stopped eating meat, I used to go to this burger bar that was served all different kinds of exotic meats. And it was amazing. And you'd get like ostrich, you'd get like crocodile, whatever. I mean,
nah.
I had the Wagyu burger.
But I'm trying to, like, the people that go for the experience, what is more important to you? Is it the experience? Or is it the taste?
Well, it's but both.
The taste is the experience.
Nah.
How is it not?
Nah. See, because I look at it like this. Okay. And most people that work out, you know how it is. Like when you're working out, say like if you're a bodybuilder or whatever. My wife used to do this when she was, she's a bodybuilder. And she used to cheat meals. Like you would get like every time when she, after doing a show or whatever, she would do a cheat meal. the cheat meal had to be good.
Of course.
Because it's like you've been eating clean for like the whole time and then you do the show.
You
and
really
then you get
crave it then.
Yeah. And a lot of times, man, like I've had my mind set for a cheat meal and it's been the absolute worst thing that I could buy. And it's like, damn, I wasted a whole meal to eat that garbage. Nah, I need to eat something that tastes good, that is money, like right out the chute. I don't need to eat mystery meat and try to figure out if it tastes good or not because I want to experience it on a little ass cracker or a leaf piece or whatever. No, I'm not that guy. That's why I don't like to eat at fancy restaurants because the portions are way too damn small.
But the quality is higher.
No.
That's what
I don't believe that.
No.
That's why I like to eat buffet style. Buffet.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.